I'm gonna say this right now. Planet Shakers, get ready. If you've been through your drought, Melbourne, and you've been through your fire, the next thing coming your way, hey, hey, hey. The next thing coming, is anybody ready for this? The next thing coming your way is nothing less than abundant rain. Somebody shout, here comes the rain. Tell your neighbor, here comes the rain. Is anyone here ready for an outpouring from the glory of Jesus? Here comes the rain. Ezekiel 34:26, in the proper season, I will send the showers they need. They will be showers of blessing. Deuteronomy 28:8, the Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless everything you do. Acts 3:20, the times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord. One little side note, those that prayed with you in the drought deserve to dance with you in the rain. Number three, it is a mantle of speaking truth with love. So with this mantle, the mantle of the Spirit, the mantle of drought, fire, and rain, the prophet Elijah came along and he confronted Ahab on top of the mountain. He looked at God's children collectively and said, today you must make a choice. Will you follow the gods of Ahab and Jezebel, or will you follow the God of our fathers? One of the saddest verses in all of the Bible. The Bible says that God's children said nothing. We call that political correctness. They said nothing. Let me lay out a quick rubric for you. Today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity. I'll repeat that. Today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity. Number two, you are what you tolerate. In life, in your mind, in your relationship, in your health, in your circumstances, in your community, in your generation, in your nation, you are what you tolerate. Number three, truth must never be sacrificed on the altar of political or cultural expediency. Number four, there is no such animal as comfortable Christianity. Get over yourself. There is no such thing as kumbaya Christianity. There is no such thing as silent Christianity. No, no, no. Christianity, by its very definition, is the countercultural alternative narrative to the conformity of this world. So it's different. And number five, we must reconcile our eschatology with our missiology, which means what? Well, listen, this. I'm going to get in trouble here. In the 20th century, the church was so focused on getting out of here that we abandoned our God-given mandate to change the world around us. Because we were so involved in escapism, we abandoned our responsibility to be light in the midst of darkness, to be the greatest force for good on planet Earth. Do you really know who should be taking care of the poor? The Church of Jesus Christ. Do you really know who should be leading the march for biblical justice? The Church of Jesus Christ. Do you really realize who should be taking care of the addict and the homeless and the suffering and the widow and the orphan? The Church of Jesus Christ. But we were so focused on we're getting out of here. Listen, I believe Jesus is coming down. But while we are waiting for Jesus to come down, Jesus is waiting for his church to stand up. Call upon the name of the God. Call upon the name of the Lord. Okay. It is the mantle of speaking truth with love. We have to activate this mantle in our current landscape by embodying Psalm 89:14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Truth and love lead the way as attendants. It's truth and love. Somebody say truth and love. If all we do is preach about love, we're nothing better than California hippies. If all we do is speak truth, we're mathematicians. The moment we speak truth in love, truth with love, and truth for love, we preach the whole gospel when we change the world. But we can't be afraid. Let me get somebody here to help me out on stage. Where's Tim? Where's my partner, amigo, compadre, or Jason, or somebody? Yeah, somebody to help me out here. I'm going to do something real here. Get me somebody to quickly run up here and help me out. Just hold the microphone for me. Somebody who hasn't been raptured yet. Yeah, come on. You just breached every security protocol right now, but it's... Sure. Here, hold the microphone for a second. This is a book I wrote during COVID called What Heaven Starts and Hell Cannot Stop It. By coincidence, what we're sharing today. So, just want to show you something here. Afraid of the dark. Here's a page. Afraid of the dark. You see that? Mm-hmm. Push your plow, meet your mantle. There goes that. The mantle of spiritual momentum. The speed of life. This book is now discounted. So we will be, I'm gonna need your help. The mantle of speaking truth of love. God blessed the book and he blessed it and he did something great with this book. But the fact that I ripped pages from my book will do absolutely zero as it pertains to securing the advancement of the kingdom of heaven here on earth in these very difficult times. Let me have an old school Bible, which means a physical Bible. Grab that for me. Great. Holy Bible? New International Version. Let me do the same thing here. Ready? All right, when I count to three, I want you to shout, and I'm going to start to rip pages off from the Bible. For example, if there's chapters that we ignore because they are so difficult to preach in the 21st century, if we're not willing to preach it, might as well rip it off. If we ignore it because we're gonna get unfollowed and they're not gonna like us, if we ignore it because it's gonna stir things up, might as well just rip it off. So let me go to Romans chapter 1, non-controversial. So let me rip, at the count of three, you all help me just shout. Let me get to Romans and you all shout and I'm gonna rip this baby off. Ready? At the count of three, you shout and I'm gonna rip it. And then we're gonna go through other chapters, especially in the New Testament, and rip them off. Yeah, because if we're ignoring them, why have them there in the first place? Might as well. At the count of three, are you ready? I'm sorry? You're saying no? Then why do we live like some of the pages are missing? Planet shakers, why do we preach like some of the pages are missing? Why do we pray like some of the pages are missing? Why do we act like some of the... If we are to see Baal and Jezebel and Ahab defeated, we have to preach the whole word and nothing but the word. So help us, God. We have to teach our children and our children's children that there is still power in the authoritative word of God. If you believe it, shout like none of the pages are missing.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
The whole word. Let us teach our children and our children's children that only God can make something out of nothing. Genesis 1:1, that only God can make a way where there is no way, Isaiah 43:19. And only God can show up and restore the damage like it never happened. Luke 22:51. Live like none of the pages are missing. Act, behave in action, word, deed, and thought in your relationship, privately and publicly, like none of the pages are missing. Elijah did that. Carrying the mantle in the midst of threats, none of the pages are missing. The word of God never fails, Luke 1:37. The heavens and the earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. And the true spirit embodied in the word made flesh. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh. Like none of the pages are missing. Oh. With your hands raised. This really happened. He has this confrontation. Fuego. Rain comes down. Here comes the rain. By the way, do your biblical due diligence. The Bible says in 1 Kings 18 that Elijah heard the sound of a mighty rain. But then his servant saw something small. What you hear is big. And sometimes when what you hear is big and what you see is small, prompt people to question. But Elijah acted as if what his servant saw was big because what he heard was big. Do not permit what you see to determine or to put a lid on what you heard. Because we walk by and not by 2 Corinthians 5:7. So then Jezebel heard what happened on that mountain. How Elijah preached and acted like none of the pages were missing. And all of a sudden she tweeted, in 24 hours you will die. You will die. I want you to hear me. I got to wrap up this thing real quick here. This is what happened. You would assume for a moment that Elijah just, he prayed for a drought and a drought took place. He prayed for fire, fuego. He prayed for rain. You would come to the logical, coherent, reasonable conclusion that the moment Jezebel tweeted, the moment she made her proclamation, in 24 hours, you're dead. You would assume that Elijah would go, what? What? Are you kidding me? Dude, I prayed for a drought. He answered. I prayed for fire. Fuego. I prayed for rain. Rain. You don't scare me. You would assume. It's not what happened. The moment Elijah heard what Jezebel declared, he ran. He ran. He was full of fear. Theologically speaking, what's the phraseology? He freaked out. He just went. He abandoned his calling, his ministry, tried to hide. Solitary broom tree being fed, ends up at the side of a cave where God says, you know, things are bad when God says, Elijah, what are you doing here? When God asks what you're doing there, you're probably not in the right place. Why? I want you to hear me. Because the real battle is between your mind and your mantle. The real battle's between your mind and your mantle. The real battle's between the thoughts that go through your head and the calling of God upon your life. The real battle is between your memories and your imagination. The real battle is between your past and your future, fear and faith, anxiety and anointing, drama and destiny. The real battle. How many know? How many don't think, hope, or feel? How many here know the battle has already been won? 1 Corinthians 15:57. Aha! Christ is your victory. All right, stand with me. You are standing. Here it is. In 24 hours, you will die. 24 hours. 24 hours, you will die. Well, 24 hours passed. Elijah did not die. Are there any questions? 48 hours passed, in full disclosure, Elijah did not die. 72 hours passed, Elijah did not die. 96 hours passed, Elijah did not die. Jezebel said in 24 hours, I swear by my God's little G, you will die. She prophesied. It sounded like a prophecy. A week passed, Elijah did not die. What if I tell you a month passed, Elijah did not die? What if I tell you a year passed, Elijah did not die? What if I tell you a decade passed, Elijah did not die? What if I tell you a century passed, Elijah did not die? How about this? What if I tell you 1,000 years passed? Elijah did not die. Hey, planet shakers, it's been about 2,800 years since Jezebel said, you will die, and guess who has yet to die? Elijah never died. He was walking with Elijah, 2 Kings 2:11, when one day a chariot of fire separated them and a whirlwind took him up. He never died. What does that mean for you? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what hell has declared upon you, your family, your children, or your children's children. When heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it. Somebody prays like you know. I tell you to lift up your hands. I'm here to tell you, let me prophesy upon you. Whatever hell has declared upon you, your life, your family, your home, your destiny, the opposite will take place. Oh, y'all missed it. What Jezebel said, you will die in 24 hours, and it's the complete opposite. The man has yet to die. In the matter of fact, he's not where he... Hey, Jezebel, I'm not where I used to be because I'm not who I used to be. Hey! Do you want to know when's the next time we see Elijah? Anybody want to know? He didn't die. The next time we see him, he's taking a selfie with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Matthew 17:2. I'm here to tell you to get ready. The opposite will take place. If Jezebel said, your family will never be saved, get ready to see your family saved. Lift up both hands. Whatever hell declared upon your health, the opposite will take place. Whatever Jezebel declared upon your family, the opposite will take place. Whatever the forces of darkness declared upon your ministry and calling and purpose, the opposite will take place. Which means the enemy will not have this generation. I said the enemy will not have this generation. The enemy will not have this generation. The enemy will not have this generation. This generation will usher in the greatest awakening we have ever seen. Somebody shout like you believe it. Pray like you believe it. Worship like you believe it. Because when heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it. It's too late now. You're on. Heaven already began a purpose in your life. Psalm 138, verse 8. Already a purpose in your life. God will fulfill his purpose in you. His mercy endures forever. He will never forsake the work of his hands. What heaven started, Philippians 1:6, he will finish the good work he has started. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, he who called you is faithful to do it. Hebrews 10:23, rest in the certainty that he is faithful to keep his promise. If heaven already started something in you, raise one hand. If you understand right now under this anointing that what heaven has started, hell cannot stop, raise both hands. If you're fully aware by the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the preaching of the word, and the anointing inside of you, the mantle you carry, and the spirit inside of you, the anointing is greater than anything hell can place in front of you. Raise them up a little bit higher. As you lift up your hands right there, here's the final point. I'm going to walk away. It is the mantle for the next generation. Let me explain. Elijah picked up Elijah's mantle. Elijah's greatest accomplishment was not praying in a drought, praying down fire, or praying forth rain. His greatest accomplishment was the transfer of his mantle to the next generation. This generation will receive a mantle that will equip you with the promise that when heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it. I want to ask you, Did Elisha inherit Elijah's depression? No. Did Elisha inherit Elijah's anxiety? No. What did Elisha inherit? Elijah's what? Mantle. Put a smile on your face. Your children will not inherit your sins. Come on, Planet Shakers. Your children and your children's children and your children's children's children will not inherit your sins. They will inherit your mantle in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout like you know it. All right, put your hands raised. If this message is 179.3% for you, if you're saying, Pastor Sam, I received this, what heaven has started, hell could not stop. If you know what it is to have to confront the spirit of Ahab, Jezebel, and Baal, I'm not referencing individual humans. It's spirits and principalities, powers of darkness, ideologies, teachings that try to hold us captive, the fulfillment of our God-ordained purposes. But if you're saying, I got this word, I want to fully activate that mantle of the Spirit. I need to activate that mantle right now. The mantle of drought, fire, and rain. The mantle of speaking truth with love. The mantle of when heaven starts and hell cannot stop it. And the mantle that will inevitably end up in the hands of my children and my children's children. If you're ready for that mantle, at the count of three, I want you if you're ready for it and you feel this message really got you. You don't have to. You can pray for people. But if that's you, at the count of three, come out of your seating. Come grab that mantle. There's an anointing in this place. One, two, three. Come grab it. Grab a hold of it right now. Just come. Come right now. Lift up your hands and just receive a fresh mantle of anointing, which means a fresh anointing, a fresh infusion of the Spirit of God, divine empowerment that will enable you to occupy the very space that hell has fought to keep you out of. Grab your mantle. Get 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 your mantle. Lift up your hands. Get your mantle. Right now in this place. Go ahead. Go ahead. Release it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Get your mantle. Get your mantle. Get your mantle. Go! To see you in Australia and all around the world, and I sense the anointing of God. I sense we are about to see the emergence of Christ-centered, Bible-based, Spirit-empowered Elijahs and Elishas rise up like never before around the world. I don't know if you're hearing me. Planet Shakers, we are about to evict Jezebel, Ahab, and Baal.
Does anybody believe we're about to kick out the spirit of Jezebel, Ahab, and Baal? Are you ready?
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.